Learning to Trust. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The FDA has now given full approval to the Pfizer vaccine, and according to Dr. Peter Marks, who is in charge of the process, they didn't just double-check the arithmetic.
We actually go and we monitor a percentage of the sites where the clinical trials were conducted in order to make sure that the data matches what was submitted to the agency.
Then they send out inspection teams.
We go and we inspect the facilities that are making the product.
They didn't stop there either.
And then we also did benefit risk assessments based on real world data that has emerged since the vaccine has now been used in hundreds of millions of people globally.
In fact, the process is so exhaustive. There's an article in The Atlantic arguing the FDA, by insisting on this 3-month reinvestigation of the Pfizer vaccine, actually caused thousands of unnecessary deaths because the delay provided an excuse for so many people not to get the shot, even though we knew long ago it was safe and effective. The real problem, of course, is that in the age of the internet, fear gets clicks, clicks make money, and if it erodes people's trust in what works, that's just collateral damage. But what I've learned is, sooner or later, we are all going to have to take a leap of faith, whether it's getting a vaccine, bungee jumping, or just getting into your car for the daily commute. This has nothing to do with COVID, but exactly 20 days ago, I had to trust a team of surgeons to hook me up to a heart-lung machine, stop my heart, open it up, and take out a tumor. I'd met the lead surgeon exactly twice, but I trusted him because I trusted the system that put him there. None of us can be all-knowing, even with gigaspeed internet. There are no guarantees. In my case, so far so good. And on this vaccine, you not only have final FDA approval now, you can just look around you and see who's living and who's dying. And I know it takes a leap of faith, but if you've been holding out, it's time to get yourself to the tarmac as quickly as you can. The virus is out to recruit everyone it touches, and those it infects will just help create the next mutation. Like it or not, you'll have to make up your mind. Whose side you're on.